right now, a Christmas tradition here on Work in Progress. DJ, I think you and I did one of these in the summer, a little Christmas in July. Just a way to kind of brighten up the summer, but now we're here at Christmas proper. And we have to, as part of the season of giving, mm-hmm. hand out presents to the people that we work with, because without them, we'd be nothing.
And I just don't have a lot of friends outside work. I feel like we dedicate ourselves so much to this that
absolutely
we're all kind of like family up here now.
Yeah. And apparently with what's going on with Vin Diesel right now, that little mantra is up for sale, so we'll go ahead and grab it.
He lost it. He had a good thing going, and he blew it, so we're just going to steal it now.
Yeah, we're about family, especially the ones that we work with. So we would like to hand some Christmas gifts to the people that we work with. Would you like to start, DJ?
Yeah. Are we starting big? Are we building up here? Because
I don't put anyone that we work with on a different tier, so I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Baldy. So we're starting
Baldy's
low.
What, 5'9", 5'10"?
Hey, guys.
Nuts.
5'10"'s generous.
We're all right in that range right there. We can't all
sure.
be 6'10", Monty. We can't all be giants walking among us. I noticed Baldy. The music abruptly ended there.
Now I'm scared.
Yeah. Okay, there it is.
What did you get for our dear ticker man, Baldy?
Well, he wears a lot of Stars gear and stuff. I got him tickets to the New Year's Eve game because I know he's got nothing else going on. His wife is probably super beaten by the Stars anyway, but I thought, you know what? Let's just give him what I know. So I got him some tickets.
Well, thanks, DJ.
No problem, bud. They're in your email.
So I also got you something, Baldy, but I went ahead and combined it with Travis and Lando. I got the three of you name tags so that if anyone cares to talk to you, they'll be able to differentiate the three of you at Ticketstock.
That's going to be actually probably necessary. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So I feel like I went nice, and then you just lumped three of my good friends together.
No, that was nice.
I got him, yeah. That way people can go up and look and see who they are.
You gifted him
a name tag.
A sticky piece of paper.
That's helpful.
Why is it sticky?
Well, it's got to stick onto your shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Homemade.
Okay.
What else you got?
I got Tyler Samsel a gift. I got him a jersey that's split up LeBron, Luka, and all of the other bandwagon teams that he cheers for. So there you go, buddy.
Thank you.
As he's got his Rangers World Series hat on.
It's lovely.
Even though yeah. he's the biggest Braves fan that I know as well. Must be nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, DJ.
What else you got?
Did you not get Tyler a gift?
Ran out of time.
Okay.
I'll take a second jersey.
Well, direct me.
I got you a better one.
All right. Oh, okay. I guess you just one-upped me. All right. Well, why don't you lead it now with where you want to go here?
All right. All right. So I got some stuff for our boys here in the morning, the Musers.
Okay.
So got something for George.
George Dunham.
Yeah.
The commander.
Moose. So for George, I tried to find a single P1 who likes a Red Dirt themed musical Musers, but I'll get back to you when I find one.
Okay. They are elusive.
I looked far and wide. It was like, do you like Red Dirt? No. Do you? No. Couldn't find anybody.
Look, there are dozens of Randy Rogers fans out there, okay?
Everywhere I looked, none of them were there. For Junior, I got him a postman. A mail carrier. Just to save him some time. That way, if Junior decides he's going to mail it in again, he can just do it at his house instead of having to drive all the way up here.
That is helpful, because the mailman only comes once a day, so.
And this guy will only answer to Junior. Whenever Junior's like, I got nothing, take this, will you?
He'll appreciate that. That's a good gift.
Yeah, I figured that'd be helpful for him. For Gordon was impossible to shop for. Because how do you get something for someone as funny as him? You know what I mean? Unless, of course, he admits that someone else is funnier, and then we'd say, well, we know how humble Gordon is. And then we'd say, well, he's the perfect embodiment of a guy who can exude confidence without it crossing into cockiness. Like, he's too hard to shop for. So I wasn't able to get anything for Gordon. I tried.
Oh my God.
But he's just so difficult to look for.
What a freaking cop out. The two of y'all reciprocating your cop outs whenever you can't take shots at each other. Can't possibly say anything about Gordon.
I got some stuff for the hard line.
I know them.
All right. I got Bob a shock collar.
Okay.
Now, this shock collar will go off anytime he decides the only thing he can add to a conversation is yelling, "Let's go!"
I love that about Bob. I think that that adds, I think that creates atmosphere.
It'll zap his ass and tell him, no, not funny.
You will contribute to this segment.
Or just don't say anything. Just don't say, "Let's go." For Corby, kind of like Gordon, I didn't want to get him anything. Because knowing him, whatever thing I'll buy him, he'll eventually turn into 200 grand, a Rolls Royce, and the best orgasm he's ever felt. And I don't want to help Corby out in any way.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how he rolls. And I'm not helping him get good things.
That's fair. I think that's fair. I think he can appreciate, I think he can live with that with his life. I think he'll say, I'm still coming out ahead here.
Just me talking about it will probably work out good for him. For Davey, I got Davey a pair of knee and elbow pads.
Okay.
That'll help protect his skin whenever he dives on the lowest hanging fruit. You know, like when he yells yuck when someone says, come on. And you know what? I got him the best pair, and I know they're the best pair because they're the ones I use.
I was going to say, I thought you were getting him a copy of your playbook because that is exactly the play that you
I
run
can tell
constantly.
You, I wear the exact same brand. So fear not, Davey. Let's go to middays here. I'll start with Donovan. I got Donovan. I'm going to do him a huge favor. So this is a gift. I'm going to do him a huge favor, and I'm going to kick the guy's ass that told him overlapping is just like a fire extinguisher, a way to try and fix bad chemistry.
Veiled shot there. Feel like...
No shot at all.
Feel like a couple of victims there.
No shot at all.
Okay. I enjoy Donovan's laugh, so I'm not going to co-sign that one. He's a good friend of mine, so.
All right, for his co-host, Matt McLaren.
Okay. Maybe something beer-related.
I got him... No, not going to use that one.
Okay.
I got him a Jeep. Now, with that Jeep, he can combine that with his love of craft beer and SEC football to make him the whitest guy to ever white guy.
He needs a dog or two to go full white guy.
That was version 5.0 of that joke. Let's go to my buddies over on the Sweet Spot.
Oh, Sean Bass, David Mino, big year for those two.
So for my former co-host, David Mino, I got him a pebble. That pebble... If he does anything, and I mean anything with that pebble, it'll be more interesting than whatever he has planned this weekend.
You don't think he's been...
He doesn't do a damn thing.
You don't think he's been going wild during his vacation here?
So if I find out that he just tossed that pebble up in the air one time, that'll be the highlight of his weekend. For Sean, old Sean Bass, I got Sean Bass a Kevin James mask and a Luka jersey. That way, at least I'll get a little pleasure out of watching him screw my former partner every day right in front of me.
All right, I like that one. I think we can all get behind that one. I like that.
Let's see. I got two more here. For Daddy, our old friend Jacob Dedimore.
Can't forget Daddy.
I got Daddy a Michael Jackson biography so that he can read about another guy who thought being a good singer would cover up all their other character flaws.
Right, Daddy was just enjoying his holiday. Just got sideswiped there.
Daddy.
And we all know who this one's for. I got a Broadcasting 101 book so they can learn how to read at a normal speed without fumbling over their words due to their marble mouth and undeserved cockiness. I'll give that one to Ham.
I feel like that could have gone a couple places.
I don't know who else you thought that could have gone to. It was for Ham the whole time. Let's see. I was going to give the COPD pamphlet to Tim Kalishaw, but he left before I got to hand it to him.
I've got his address. We can
okay,
mail
I'll go
him.
And mail it to him.
He
yeah.
might appreciate that.
And then he can forward it to Peter King. All right, there's my little bag of Christmas gifts for
Yay!
The ticket.
Yay, good stuff, Monto. A tradition unlike any other. Justin Montemayor destroying his relationships every holiday and then rebuilding them up for the next 11 months until destroying them again.